A lion roars amongst a roll of film stock, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. A caption reads, inspired by a true story. A sunny day. Trees line the shore of a vast lake in the USA. Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer presents a Hyde Park Entertainment Mandeville Films production. A passenger ferry chunters across the water. A muscular 20-something man stands on the lower deck with a holdall slung over his shoulder. The Rock, walking tall. In a leather jacket and shades, the man, Chris Vaughan, sets off through the cars parked below decks. A US flag flutters atop the main mast as the ship sails into a mountainside dock. Chris disembarks and strides along a road beneath a sign for the Wild Cherry Casino. He arrives in town. Local kids play by the roadside. A girl bouncing on a trampoline waves. Chris waves back. He heads along a fairly busy pavement on the main street. He passes Ed's Pawn Shop, a disused shop for let, and a money mart. Chris arrives on the corner of the street and scans around, then sets off along the pavement again. He spots a little girl alone in her pram munching a chocolate bar. Her mum furtively hurries out of an alleyway nearby.
Here you go, Rox.
Thanks, man.
See you tomorrow.
She glances briefly at Chris as she pockets something, then pushes the pram away. Chris wears a rueful smile as he walks on. He heads past a stationary haulage train outside a large industrial mill on the outskirts of town. A sign reads Hamilton Lumberworks. The mill looks disused. It's in a state of disrepair. Chris eyes something on a hut by the main gates. It's a notice of closure. Chris removes his shades and frowns at the notice. He has C. Vaughan stamped on the underside of his army holdall. A police car pulls up behind him.
How you doing?
Okay. When did the mill close?
3 years ago this August. If you're looking for work, you might want to try Aberdeen. That's about the closest mill work you're going to find around here.
It's too bad.
Well, it's just simple economics. You know, we have a really nice casino here, the Wild Cherry. If you want to make some money, maybe you ought to go on down there and try your luck at the blackjack tables.
Nah, I don't think so. Thanks.
You're Chris Vaughan? Well, hell. I know all about you, Chris. I know your folks. I'm Sheriff Stan Watkins.
How you doing?
Ralston, get out of the car! You're looking at a real soldier here. Pay some respects.
Welcome home, soldier.
Thanks.
Well, hell, Chris. Here. Let me give you a ride up to your folks.
No, I'm fine. Thank you.
No, I insist.
I'll walk.
Hey, it's my pleasure.
It's okay.
I won't take no for an answer. Hey! Get in the car. Did I scare you with that one?
A little bit.
Yeah. I scared him.
Watkins faked going for his gun. Chris smiles and gets into the car. They drive past a trailer park.
You were gone a while, huh?
8 years. Harstad was sheriff back then.
Aaron Harstad, yeah. Sad story. And about 5 months back, he fell asleep at the wheel and hit a tree. Car folded up like an accordion. And he's a good man. Good man and a good sheriff.
In the back seat, Chris eyes Watkins with a slight frown, then looks out of the window. The police car pulls up on the tree-lined dusty road outside a house, surrounded by a low wooden fence. Chris climbs out and goes to the passenger side window. He shakes Watkins by the hand.
All right.
Thank you very much for the ride.
Welcome home, Chris. Oh, hey, Chris.
A leaflet with a picture of Watkins.
It's election month. I'm your man. Okay. The 80-year-old man. This guy.
Chris heads past a mailbox with Vaughn written on it. He goes up the driveway towards the main house. There's a garage and a couple of cars parked nearby. The outside of the main house is well kept with plants and a front porch. An attractive young woman in a black paramedic's uniform exits the house and stands on the porch.
Can I help you? Little brother. You come over here and give me a hug. Oh. Oh, God. You look great.
What is this?
Hey, I couldn't let you be the only one looking good in uniform. Hey, Ma! Chris is here!
Who's Ted?
Oh, it's for Pete.
Watch out,
Chris.
Now.
Chris! Hey. Look at
Mom,
you!
How you doing?
How long did you leave? How long do we have you?
For good. I'm home.
Really?
You're not kidding.
No.
Dad Chris Sr. comes out onto the porch.
Hey, Dad. Welcome back.
At dinner.
I wish you had told us exactly when you were coming. I would have cooked.
Oh, this is fine.
I love Chinese.
No, this is great.
So what are you going to do now that you're home?
Well, I was planning on working at the mill, but your letters never mentioned it was closed.
We didn't want to bother you with our problems when your father got laid off.
I got my business. You saw the furniture outside.
And I substituted at the elementary school. Michelle pitches in. We try to keep things simple.
Pete, this is your Uncle Chris.
Hey, Pete.
Sit down. Say hello. Last time he saw you, you were barely walking.
And now I'm camping.
I said you could sleep on the couch. It was Chris's room first.
Your tent's going to take on water. I could show you how to rig it.
Doesn't look like it's going to rain to me, Colonel.
Pete, come on, sit down. Have something to eat.
First of all, I was a sergeant. I work for a living.
Ah, oh, grunt. Did you ever smoke anybody?
Pete.
Boy.
You know, Papa still got your gun locked up in the garage. Think you teach me how to shoot?
I figured that'd be scrap metal by now, Dad.
No. I'm still hoping you'll melt that thing down on your own.
Sorry, Pete.
Whatever. I'm out of here, Mom.
Hey, be back by 10.
10:30.
10.
Remind you of anyone?
Chris comes out of the bathroom upstairs, drying his close-cropped hair. Bare-chested, he grabs his stuff and heads for Pete's bedroom, smirking at the danger sign on the door. Rain pours outside. Lightning flashes through the night as he scans around the room, which has posters on the walls. Chris unpacks some of his clothes. Young Pete marches in and heads over to a chest of drawers. Chris eyes Pete, who looks a bit waterlogged.
Okay, it rained. Happy?
No. Why don't you crash on the floor?
Pete frowns.
Okay, I'll crash on the floor. You crash on the bed.
He heads off.
Pete.
A waterproof.
Keep it dry.
Did you really kill people?
Chris looks round at Pete, who loiters, leaning on the doorframe, then looks away again. Pete walks off. Morning, Chris hammers the wooden boards out of the steps leading up to the front porch. He looks round as a battered-looking motorhome rolls up the driveway.
Ray Ray.
Hello, Puddin'.
What's up, man?
Good to see you, man. Wow.
How you doing?
I'm all right. Huh?
What is that?
That's the love machine.
Girls actually get in there? How you been?
Good.
Yeah?
Clean living?
Please. You want a beer?
Oh, no, believe it or not, I quit drinking. I'll take a soda, though.
Okay. Here.
Thanks, man.
Well.
Like that? When you left town, it, you know, gave me the idea I should do something with my life, too. So I went down to Seattle, got a guitar, and became all about music. And then pretty soon I was about music and drugs, and pretty soon I was basically just about drugs and Ended up doing 2 years for B&E.
Ray's got a guitar tattoo.
Sorry.
Yeah. Huh? Look at me now, though, right? I've been clean and sober 14 months, doing construction and renewing those supportive and healthy friendships from my past. Matter of fact, I talked to the bastards, told them you were back, and they asked me to politely remind you that it is Saturday.
As in,
kickoff's in 20 minutes.
Five lads salute Chris by a football field. Then they crack up laughing.
You're on the turn.
You guys still doing it?
Yep, still doing it.
You playing ball?
Absolutely playing
play
ball.
Some ball. Go, superstar.
Like the old days.
Oh, Ray, go deep, go deep. Come on.
Chris spots a sign.
When did that happen?
Jay Hamilton Field.
His parents hadn't left in the mill for more than 2 minutes before he shut it down.
Why?
Oh!
Heads up! Because I opened my casino.
Still got a gun, huh, Jay?
Still got your reflexes. When'd you get tired of being all that you could be?
No, I'm still all I can be.
Really? Yeah, I'll just have to see about that.
Yeah.
What brings you home?
I just want to relax, catch my breath.
You relax?
Yeah.
Some of blonde Jay's buddies show up in a gleaming red pickup.
Not today.
They kick off the game. Pete rolls up on a mini motorbike as Jay scores. Ray was flattened. He gets up.
That's gonna be. That's gonna be.
How it is.
Huh? Full contact, huh?
That was two hand touch. Was too rough. What? Sorry, lady.
Separate. One instead.
Come on, boy. Play.
Pick up the outside. Pick it up.
Fumble.
Set.
Chris flattens Jay.
Touch.
Pretty, wouldn't it?
Want to go get your pads?
For the best you got?
What?
Here, take a walk.
No. Knock a lung loose?
Touchdown.
First and your last.
Chris watches Pete as he turns down a joint from some local lads.
Nobody's gone. We're not going to go.
Quarterback Chris lays off to Ray, who leaps over a bundle of players. They celebrate gaining ground.
You almost caught it.
A series of bone-crunching plays. Both teams huddle.
We stop him here, we win this game, right?
All right, boys, last play.
We know how much I like winning.
We need to put this to rest.
I will take care of Ray.
You two cross, you stand and block.
And Booth?
Yeah.
Isolate on Vaughn.
You two cross.
Just give me the ball.
Go low.
Left knee.
All right, man. You got it.
Got it.
On the first hop. Ready?
Right.
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 Be strong, be strong.
The sun casts long shadows on the grass.
All right, Chris Vaughn, last chance.
As Chris throws to runner Ray, the long-haired Booth takes Chris's legs away. Young Pete gawps as Jay brings down Ray with a forearm smash to the neck.
That's game.
Sorry about that.
Booth reaches out.
Cool, man.
Chris gets up without taking his hand. Chris helps Ray to his feet.
Nice game, ladies.
What the hell was that?
With most of the lads gone, Jay approaches Chris and Ray, who sit together on the grass.
That was a great game, wasn't it? Is that the bad one?
Yeah, it was good.
Hey, welcome home.
Good to be back.
See you around. Hey, if you're not doing anything later on, I'll come by the casino, introduce you to some nice girls, drinks are on me. What do you say?
Chris smiles, then nods.
See you tonight.
Cool. I'll see you later on. Good.
They watch as Jay drives off. Pete rolls up on his mini motorbike.
Hey, Sarge. Good game. Maybe next time.
Hold up.
Chris heads over to Pete.
Maybe next time I won't see you in the bleachers smoking weed.
Pete rides off. Chris wanders back over to Ray, who's got Misfits written on his t-shirt.
Welcome home, buddy.
Night outside the casino.
I thought you had to be Native American to own a casino.
Oh, Hamilton's 116 Blackfoot.
Oh, that's what he put on his application.
And what he slid under the table convinced the powers of B it was true.
Well, the toss for the taking tonight.
Let's fix some cherries, boys.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay, I'm feeling lucky.
All right, just so you guys know, I'm done after I triple my money.
Yeah, right. That's what he said last time.
Yeah, you wound up selling your body for bus fare.
You had to walk.
Nobody's gonna have any problems finding this one.
Subtle attention to aesthetics that I find the most impressive. blends in with the mountains so nicely.
Hi there.
Oh, yeah.
See? Not bad, huh?
Not bad.
A lot of pretty girls. I'm getting chips like candy.
We'll see you at the shower tower, okay? Here we go.
Isn't it wonderful? All your gambling needs under one great big roof. You got your ATM machines, tellers to cash your paycheck, and when you're here, you don't got to worry about those little things like child support, rent, laws of mathematical probability.
A doorman wanders over to Ray and Chris.
Gentlemen, Mr. Hamilton would like to invite you to the VIP lounge.
Oh, Mr. Hamilton.
Jay downs a drink in his office overlooking the main floor. He opens his doors.
Hey, the dream team. You all healed up?
Nice place.
Yeah, well, welcome to my world. Look, tonight all the drinks are on the house. If you need a line of credit, just say how much. And if you need a little female companionship, done. All right? Get inside. Have a good time.
Oh, where are you going?
Oh, don't you worry about me. As you can see, I got a few things to do. Enjoy.
Just remember, nothing in here is free. Ma'am?
Whoa.
Jerry Shaw? Great. Be nice.
Come on. This place is nothing but fake boobs and real assholes, if you ask me. Just water for me.
Let's drink up. We got money to win and girls just waiting.
Gentlemen, we are VIP.
Here's to you, Chris.
Chris, welcome.
Cheers.
Oh, yeah. Let's play, boys.
I got this. Oh, yeah, go right ahead.
How you doing?
Jeez.
Oh, already lost my mind.
Good night.
How you... Oh, tired. Okay. Don't say we never did nothing for you.
All right. Don't worry, buddy. Everybody's scared their first time. Come on. Get in there, Chris. Get. Okay, just sit back and enjoy it.
This'll get you started.
If you're not back by morning, we'll send a search party.
Thank you.
Have fun.
Stop drinking.
The boys feed some money into a slot, then shut Chris in the private booth. The lights go out and a screen goes up, revealing a window into a room beyond. A lithe woman in a sexy firefighter's outfit dances round a pole. The helmet obscures her face. Chris smiles as the blonde-haired dancer turns her back, shakes her butt, then takes off her helmet and jacket. The dancer does moves against the narrow walls as Chris peers through the glass and grins. The glass is only one way. The dancer can't see through to the room that Chris is sitting in. She spins around the pole a couple more times. Chris frowns as he catches a glimpse of her eyes. He gawps as she backs against the pole and faces the glass.
So are you from here or are you just visiting?
A little of both. I grew up here.
So you're seeing all the old faces?
You can say that.
He smirks, eyeing her shapely backside. Then she crawls along the floor on her hands and knees.
Your voice sounds very familiar.
She throws a switch on the wall, which puts floodlights on, allowing her to see him.
Chris.
Danny.
He looks rueful as she hurries out of the booth. Chris heads back through a garish neon-lit tunnel on his way to the VIP room. He watches girls table dancing for clients and spots Booth slipping something to a young woman as they drink together. Booth glances at Chris, who looks away.
Look who's back.
So, good surprise?
I told you it was better than gambling.
You met Candy?
Oh, wow.
Hey, Candy. Let's go.
Six, easy six. Looking for a six to win.
We can do a six. Can we do a six? I think I can do a six, all right? Woo!
We got liftoff! Whack it, boys! Whack it! Two and three. What do you think?
Man, I'm getting killed out here. Let me have a C note to put 200 on bet. No. Come on.
Hell no.
Chris.
No.
Look at me.
Two girls.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Five hard six?
Yes.
I'm in. Hard six, five on hard six. Boom. Give me some dice.
Looking for a six.
All right. Oh, please.
Yeah!
Jimmy, don't roll. Give me the dice.
I got it.
Six. Looking for six. Oh, seven out, line in. The dark side wins. Last gun will get you some.
Chris saw the stick man switch the dice.
You're good. But I saw it.
Saw it?
I saw the switch.
Hey, this is a clean game, asshole.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Let's see about that.
He drops a bundle of cash.
That's your roll of seven.
The stick man looks nervous.
That's not your roll, sir.
Chris picks up the dice.
Sir, it's not your roll, sir.
Come on.
You call security.
Everyone, come security. On over here. Put your bets down on the pass line. The dice are coming up seven. Chris, why don't we just let it go?
No, we're gonna let it ride, Jimmy. The dice are coming up seven.
It's not your roll, sir.
Chris rolls a seven with a five and a two.
What a surprise.
No, folks, no. No payout.
Whoa. Wait a minute. Calm down, sir.
Now, why don't you just take care of that bet and then we're even?
Well, I would, but it wasn't a legitimate bet. You're not the shooter. It's not your role, sir. It's not your role.
Is there a problem?
Yeah, the problem is your dice are loaded.
Did your boss know about this? Just give me my money.
Hey.
The bouncer grabs Chris, who elbows him, then smacks his head on the table. He turns to the stick man.
Come on, let's go! Let's go!
A bouncer clobbers Jimmy with a baton as he turns around. Chris punches the bouncer, who reels away, knocking over a female punter. By the test your strength machines, Ray spots Chris fighting, then blocks a bouncer from heading over.
Now, bitch!
Ray's knocked out cold and the lads attend. Chris takes down bouncers with well-placed punches. Horrified patrons look on as Chris fends off a knife man, then a red-shirted bouncer pulls a gun. Chris sweeps his arm away and pushes him to the floor. Chris is zapped by an electric baton. Chris grabs the baton and holds it away from his neck, then gets thumped in the face. He drops to the floor out cold. He wakes with a bloody nose and mouth. Straggly-haired Booth leans over him and examines his necklace, reading the attached pendant.
Special Forces. Wow.
I'll take that.
Chris grabs Booth by the throat. Another bouncer, the shaven-headed Burke, grabs Chris's arm and Booth punches him out cold again. Booth rips the necklace angrily off Chris.
What are you doing?
Booth picks up a Stanley knife.
Special Forces, special treatment.
He tears Chris's shirt open.
This guy knows Hamilton.
Just hold him down. Come on, Piper.
On the road, covered in blood, with his eye bruised shut, Chris props himself up on one arm and struggles to hold his other arm up in front of the lorry's shining headlights. In hospital, a receptionist points the doctor towards the waiting room. Watkins follows him in.
Folks? He's pretty banged up inside now. Whoever did this left him for dead. A lesser man wouldn't have survived, so...
I'm going to need a statement from him, Doctor.
Well, he's in no condition to give you one.
And I'll also need a copy of your write-up along with toxicology and blood alcohol level.
What are you talking about, Stan?
I'm just trying to get some facts here.
Well, come on. You need to be out arresting whoever tried to kill my brother, not testing his blood.
I'm just doing my job, Michelle. Okay? I understand how you feel, but we still don't know yet who started all this.
Well, it wasn't Chris.
Just find out who did this to him, Stan.
I'll do my best, Mr. Vaughn. I really will. In the meantime, I have to file a full report. Will you let me know when I can talk to him?
The doctor nods.
Thank you.
Watkins walks away.
He's gonna be fine, Michelle.
Thanks.
In her paramedic's uniform, Michelle looks over at her parents, Connie and Chris Sr. She gives Connie a big hug. Pete stands alongside them. Ray arrives at the hospital and nips into a room. He comes back out with a vase full of flowers in his hand.
Beautiful flowers.
Well, thank you. They're for my best friend.
Hey, Sarge, so much for our VIPs. Status?
Ray hesitates, clocking the extent of Chris's injuries.
Don't they teach you any basic fighting skills in the Army?
How did you do?
Not good. But I tell you, that guy was feeling me this morning. You okay?
That was a hell of a homecoming party.
Chris, I don't know if you noticed, but this ain't exactly home anymore.
Chris looks around with a weary sigh in his hospital bed. A 4x4 pulls up on the driveway outside the Vaughn house. Pete's on the porch. Connie comes outside.
Hang on.
Oh. Mom?
Let me help you. Come on.
Chris gingerly gets out, helped by Connie. Chris Sr. gets out of the driver's side. As they slowly approach the porch steps, Pete stands up and watches Chris.
I'm good, Mom. I'm good.
He painfully climbs the steps.
Need some help?
Nah, I'm just milking it.
They share a smile.
There's some old crutches in the garage.
Pete holds the door open.
Thanks, Pete.
Crutches. That's nice.
A montage of Chris convalescing on the couch, sometimes with Ray or Pete.
Did you see the hole?
Oh!
Want to watch TV?
Oh, that's cool. Ray.
Well, somebody's feeling better.
A little bit. Make this.
Need anything?
Something wrong?
No, good, man. It's good. No, I'm good, Dad. Thanks.
Chris does sit-ups on the living room floor, his huge arms held up behind his head. In the garage, Chris takes the cover off an old pickup truck. He gets in and sits behind the wheel. He finds the keys behind the sun visor and starts it up. He grins.
Changed the plugs a while back.
I appreciate that, Dad.
You might have had serious issues with your career choice, but it just didn't seem fair to take it out on an innocent truck. Where you headed?
I was going into town to get some supplies. Want to come?
Let's go.
The big wheeled black pickup rolls out along the dusty driveway. Chris drives along the woodland road through the sunshine.
Your whole life, all you wanted to do was to get out of here. What made you come back now?
You're gonna think I'm crazy. I would think about the mill. When I was a kid going to visit you at work, the smell of that fresh-cut cedar. You remember that smell?
I remember a lot of nice things before the mill closed.
They arrive in town and pull up by a closed lumber supplier's.
When did they go out of business?
Closed about 6 months ago. There's a Home Depot about 15 minutes up the road.
And that?
An adult store.
Don't ask.
Back at the homestead, Chris takes some wooden planks off the back of his pickup and puts them on a workbench. Jay's white SUV pulls up, and Jay climbs out.
Hey. Look, first of all, I just want to say thanks.
For what?
For making that stick man. He's been fired, and his gaming permit's been pulled. I have no idea how security cameras should catch that.
Chris stops Jay from helping with the wood.
They miss a lot in your place, don't they, Jay?
Look, Chris, I hate seeing you like this.
Your boys did it.
No, wait a second, wait. So they got a little rough. They're a bit edgy, understandably. I mean, you don't know what kind of assholes they have to put up with on a daily basis. Look, they've been reprimanded. But they say you went nuts, man. And then, insensitive. I know the proper term that vets use is post-traumatic stress.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Whatever it was, you tore my place apart, and it wasn't easy for me to get my guys to agree not to press charges. Look, Chris, if you had a problem, shouldn't you have come to me? Look, I want to bring you inside. Chris, I want to make you head of security. What do you say?
No.
Chris gives Jay a level glare and walks away.
Well, I guess you probably need time to think about it. I figured as much.
Jay gets an envelope of cash out.
This for you. This little something to help you get, you know.
Chris shoves the envelope back at Jay.
Come on, man, don't be like that. I came all the way out here to your house just to see you get back on your feet.
I'm going to the sheriff.
Well, I'm really sorry you feel that way. I'll see you around, Chris.
Jay goes back to his SUV and climbs in. Chris watches from his workbench. A deputy is on the phone at the police station. Chris walks in and heads for the unmanned front desk.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Watkins heads over.
Hey, Chris. It's good to see you up and about. You're looking spiffy.
I'm here to press charges.
Well, this isn't about that incident at the casino a while back, huh?
Yeah, it is.
Because that matter's closed. I mean, you're lucky that you weren't brought in on charges. I mean...
Did you even look into it?
They did an internal investigation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good enough for me.
An internal investigation?
Chris, I know you're familiar with the term no-fly zone. Hmm? Because that's what the casino is. Since the mill closed down, that casino is the main source of revenue in this town. So, case closed, basically. We'll see ya.
I'm not gonna let this stand.
Excuse me?
Watched by his deputies, Watkins heads back over to Chris and eyeballs him across the desk.
What did you say to me?
I said, I'm not gonna let this stand.
You're lucky to be alive right now. That's all you need to be concentrating on. This is my town, okay? I'm the sheriff here. I'll tell you what'll stand, not the other way around. Now, please get out of my building.
The sheriff turns away. Chris stares for a moment, then walks out of the station. Denny stands on the Vaughn's front porch. She absently smooths her wavy blonde hair.
Hi.
Hey. Come in.
Thanks. This belongs to you.
His leather jacket.
I appreciate that. I thought this was history.
Could have left it in the trash, but I...
Denny? Nice to see you, dear.
Hi, Mrs. Vaughn.
Chris hangs up his jacket.
Can I talk to you outside for a second? Quick walk.
Yeah.
Mom, I'll be right back.
Connie and Chris exchange a glance on the driveway outside.
Hi, Ben.
Doing better.
Talked to the sheriff yet?
I went down to the police station. I talked to somebody with a badge. He sure as hell didn't seem like much of a sheriff.
He's up for re-election, you know. Maybe he could take his job.
Somebody ought to. And how about you?
Ah, nothing but sunshine and pine trees. Been reading these books. Teach me how to cultivate happiness. Focus on the future. Go with the flow, that sort of thing.
Is it working?
I have my moments.
So the casino, huh?
Yep. Been there almost a year.
Treating you good?
Not better than it treated you.
I like that. Jay Hamilton's done well for himself, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's a real go-getter, that one.
He must be. I heard he got you.
It lasted about 8 minutes. A long, long time ago.
You still work for him, though.
Rent's gotta be paid, Chris.
I suppose so.
Hope to see you around.
Do you?
On the road beyond the fence, she smiles and gets into her black Chevy saloon car. Chris gives her a little wave as she drives off.
Thanks for the jacket.
And where is he? Okay.
Chris comes into the house smiling. His smile drops as he spots the look on Connie's face. She hangs up the phone. They arrive by a converted garage in Chris's pickup as Michelle helps Pete onto a gurney.
It's okay, man. He's stabilized.
To Chris.
It was close. Crystal meth.
I'm sorry. I never did it before.
It's true. We might have kind of pushed him into it.
Chris eyes the kids loitering outside, then approaches the young lad.
Where'd you get the drugs?
I'm not really sure where we got...
Stop.
He stares at the lad.
Where?
From the security guys working at the casino.
Chris gets into his truck.
Chris, wait. Call the police.
No. It won't do any good.
He sets off in the pickup. He pulls up on the driveway at home in a cloud of dust. He heads into the garage.
Speed okay?
They'll be fine.
He opens a locker.
What are you doing?
He takes out a shotgun.
Oh, no, Chris, not like this.
He loads it.
Chris, listen to me. If you go out of here with that gun, they're gonna... Chris! Chris!
He pulls up outside the casino in the bright daylight and climbs out of the pickup. He grabs the shotgun off the passenger seat. He hesitates with the gun in his hands, then throws it back into the front seat and grabs a 4x4 plank of wood from the back of the truck. With the plank of wood in his hand, he marches into the casino and stands by a fruit machine, scanning the sparsely populated premises. He swings the plank into the fruit machine.
I've been looking for you.
As the bouncer extends his baton, Chris wallops him with the plank. Chris stomps past a card table and scatters stacks of coins. Another bouncer leaps from the balcony. Chris catches him and dumps him on the card table, which breaks. Burke comes out with a sawn-off and scans the room.
Hey!
Chris uses the plank to knock the shotgun away, then breaks Burke's arm. Another bouncer, Smitty, lurches out with a stool in his hand. Chris easily wrests the stool off him, then fakes an attack. Smitty spins and cracks his head on a wooden post. Chris spots Booth with a shotgun and smacks his arm with the plank. The shotgun discharges as he drops it. Chris wades in with a punch. Grounded, Booth grabs Chris's legs and drops him. Chris kicks Booth in the chest. Chris leaps up as Booth reels back. Chris throws a couple of punches, then grabs Booth's head and slams it into a machine. He shoves Booth onto the stairs, then picks up the plank, cracking Booth as he tries to pick up his shotgun. He rips his necklace back off Booth, who lies comatose on the stairs, and pockets it as he looks up towards Jay's office, which is upstairs and has a huge mirror for a window, reflecting the casino and Chris down below. Chris grimaces as he lobs the plank of wood at the mirror. The window shatters, showering the casino with glass. Jay walks over to the broken window and smirks down at Chris.
Guess that changes our relationship a bit, huh?
Chris frowns up at Jay, then walks out. Jay, who has piercing light grey eyes, watches him go. Outside, Chris angrily shakes his arm, then gets into the pickup and sits breathing heavily behind the wheel in the bright sunlight. He backs up and drives away from the casino. Heading through town, he looks back as a police car speeds around the corner behind him. Chris purses his lips. Another cop car pulls up. Chris stops. Watkins gets out and pulls his gun.
You should not have come looking for trouble. Keep your hands up. Get out of the vehicle now, Chris. Now!
I advise you to give this offer more than a little serious thought. If you go to trial, you stand to do 18 years. Now, this is a sweetheart plea. Now, normally, they wouldn't even put it on the table, but your military record can't be ignored. 3 months home arrest, some community service. Pretty generous offer, Chris.
But I'd have to plead guilty.
Look at it from the other side. There's over a dozen witnesses, none of whom are going to paint a very flattering picture.
He started busting up the machines.
There's a gunshot.
This went crazy.
Complete psychopath.
They're only offering me this deal just to keep me quiet.
Well, I still say you should take it.
I wasn't wrong. And I won't say I was.
Our job is to keep order. There was no chance of that once he came in. Me and my men, we were just trying to control him. He's highly trained, violent, very dangerous person.
So violent, so dangerous, so highly trained, that he dispatched six of the casino security staff single-handedly.
Six men, single-handedly.
His weapon of choice, a simple piece of cedar, which in his hands became a devastating force with one aim, to hurt people, destroy property.
In the courthouse, the prosecutor puts the plank down.
He went directly for everything. He just came in and took over the place.
You said he broke your arm.
Yeah, that's correct. My right forearm. Both bones, with a single shot. It's crazy.
You know, toss a couple of drunks now and then. Guys try to grow up the girls, but nothing with this sort of violence.
Did he give you any kind of advance warning, chance to defend yourself?
We tussled, but he's a big guy. He was on a mission. Besides, he seemed to be too busy enjoying himself from what I could see.
So from what you saw, he seemed to have some kind of purpose.
I think he had a point to prove, yeah.
I was emptying machines when Mr. Vaughn came in and started swinging.
I was trying to get out of there.
He was a menace. A
very dangerous person.
Military trained.
He seemed like a complete psychopath.
Nothing close to this.
I didn't know what he would do.
I was frightened.
He came for us.
No doubt in your mind?
No doubt about it.
I have no further questions.
Mr. Crow, you may present your client's case.
You're fired.
That was to his solicitor. Chris gets to his feet.
Your Honor, I'd like to plead my own case.
Order! Order! Mr. Vaughn, if you choose to represent yourself and not be represented by legal counsel, you realize that you can't then claim a mistrial on that basis.
Yes, I do.
Very well, Mr. Vaughn.
All the major players are in the courtroom watching. Ray looks round at Jay and smirks. Chris approaches the jury.
I don't deny anything that was said here today.
Does that mean you're changing your plea to guilty?
I'm not guilty of anything. Except standing up for myself when the law wouldn't.
Objection. He's trying to introduce prior events, Your Honor.
Sustained. Mr. Vaughn, stay on point.
To the jury.
I grew up in this town. People used to walk tall in this town. They wouldn't have traded the mill for a crooked casino.
Mr. Vaughn, we're not here to listen to civic speeches.
And they wouldn't have stood around while drugs were being sold to kids.
Objection.
Sustained. Mr. Vaughn, you're close to being held in contempt.
I was justified in what I did. And if you acquit me of these charges, then I'm going to run for sheriff.
Mr. Vaughn.
And if elected, I'm going to fix this town.
Order. Order. Please take your seat. Mr. Vaughn, you are now charged with contempt.
And I will make sure that this
objection
never
sustained
happens to anyone else again without punishing those who did it.
I'm ordering the jury to ignore what they've just seen. Mr. Vaughn, take your seat.
He shows the scars left by Booth's knife.
Order! Order! Well, you're all charged with contempt.
Chris eyeballs Jay as he sits back down, his shirt hanging open, the long, deep scars on his chest and stomach still displayed. Chris sits in his cell. Back in the courtroom.
Mr. Foreman, has the jury reached a verdict?
We have, Your Honor.
Defendant, please rise.
We find the defendant, Chris Vaughn, not guilty.
Watkins looks nervously at a deputy as the townspeople get to their feet and applaud. Jay walks out with a rueful glance at Chris, who marches over to the plank of wood and rips off the evidence tag in front of the judge.
This is mine.
The judge watches Chris as he turns and shakes the smiling Ray by the hand. He hugs his mum and dad, then heads for the exit, with the crowd gathering all around him. Chris's pickup has Sheriff on the side. He fixes police lights to the top. He puts a baseball bat fashioned from the wooden plank in the truck's cab. He arrives at the police station, where Watkins waits alongside his uniformed deputies.
Sheriff. Watkins.
Well, you won the election. Congratulations. But we do have a tradition of professional courtesy up here, and I can personally vouch for each and every one of these men. They're good deputies.
You're all fired.
Chris heads into the station. He scans around the prefab's interior. He checks out an office across the station. With the wooden bat in his hand, he sits down on a filing cabinet. He puffs his cheeks out. A silver Porsche rockets along the road through the pine forest. Jay's at the wheel. A brunette's alongside him. The red light flashes on top of Chris's pickup as he drives up behind Jay, who pulls over. Chris pulls up behind Jay and climbs out. He grabs the bat from the cab's back wall. He strides over to the Porsche and removes his sunglasses.
Hey, Chris.
License and registration, please.
Jay looks incredulous.
You're joking, right?
License and registration.
Huh.
Jay takes them from the door pocket and hands them over.
What's the problem, Sheriff?
You. And the drugs you're peddling out of your casino.
Huh. Only thing that's going on in my casino right now is construction. You took care of that.
Yeah, that's right. I plan on taking care of everything else, too.
If you can, try to think this through. A casino is a license to print money. Why would I jeopardize that by selling drugs?
Because you own the town, Jay. That's changed now.
Really? See, the only thing that I think has changed around here is that you get to wake up every morning and put on that nifty little badge. But underneath that badge is the same guy who couldn't make it playing college football and apparently couldn't make it in the army and not really gonna ever make it as a cop.
Is that right?
Yeah. And if you push too hard, you're gonna be a man who never gets a C-40. License, please.
As Jay grabs his license, Chris waits a moment, then lets go.
Thanks, Sheriff.
Sir, get your taillights fixed. It's your last warning.
What's wrong with my taillights?
They're broken.
Chris smashed the taillights on the back of Jay's car. He gets into the pickup. Jay looks round at the brunette, then waves ruefully as Chris drives past. Chris drives over to Ray's. Ray sits outside his motorhome by the lake shore. He wears a red baseball cap and work overalls. He fixes an old air conditioning unit. Chris wanders over, scanning the site.
Morning, Sheriff.
Morning, Deputy.
He lobs a star-shaped badge to Ray, who catches it and grins.
No. Come on, man, you know I hate cops. You've been sheriff for about 2 months, I'm already starting to hate you. I'm a convicted felon.
Got a little pull around here.
Oh, now you're a crooked cop doing favors for friends. That's how it starts. See, next thing you know, you'll be taking bribes, setting up roadblocks, frisking dudes' crotches.
Are you done?
He takes off his shades and steps towards Ray.
Ray, I need your help.
Oh, don't do that.
I need you to take me to drug school.
Ray's eyes rove in thought.
I get to wear a uniform? The stuff in this town is five-star factory pure.
So let's go get the factory.
You said and done.
Look, we know Hamilton's boys are selling that shit down at the casino.
Yeah, but 99% of the time they're clean, though. So we gotta play follow the money, starting with the tweakers.
They'll give us the suppliers, and these guys are real edgy. So delicacy is the key. Then we put the squeeze on them until they spit out the location of the next spot.
Where'd you learn that, Ray?
Cubs.
That's a good show.
Phase three, we strike.
I thought you said delicacy was the key.
That's right, delicacy and precision.
Hey, JW, what's up?
Ray and Chris march into Booth's house and boot him out of the back door.
No!
Holding his nose, Ray punches Booth in the ribs. Chris shoves him up against his red pickup.
You're sure you're not carrying anything?
I don't have shit.
Officer?
Yeah.
Chris double takes at uniformed Deputy Ray.
Search him.
Oh. This is gonna be a switch. Spread your legs. Arms down. You been working out?
Feeling his groin.
Nothing there. Ooh! Oh, somebody needs a bath. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Ray pulls a taped-up bag of drugs from Booth's sock. Chris smiles.
Now you read me my rights, and you take me in. I call my lawyer.
Okay, but I have a hunch there may be something else in here.
He pats the truck.
Could be.
In a garage, Booth watches in despair as Ray fires up a circular saw. Booth shrugs. Ray shrugs back, then saws off one of the lights on the cab's roof frame. Chris takes the saw and cuts into the tires as handcuffed Booth looks increasingly annoyed. Ray hammers all the lights. Chris helps him to rip the frame off the front bumper and uses it to smash through the windscreen as Booth sits there looking peeved. Ray and Chris sit in the ruined chassis calmly munching on sandwiches together.
He ain't talking.
I know.
They rip the panels loose and take a crowbar to the metalwork. Chris glowers at Booth as Ray cuts into the upholstery, then mucks about with the torn-out steering wheel.
Handles pretty good.
Ray kicks the side panel off the truck and climbs out.
He's clean.
They stand in front of Booth.
Guess we gotta go plan B.
Screw you both. I do have a bit of information for you.
It's not just me, actually. There's a whole lot of people on this one.
Spit it out. You're gonna get hurt.
What an idiot.
Booth lurched towards them, but it only made Chris smirk and Ray crack up. Night falls. An anxious-looking Chris takes a shotgun over to Chris Sr. at home.
Why does it always have to be your fight?
He proffers the shotgun to his dad.
You might need this.
No. I put my guns down a long time ago.
Come on. You're just being stubborn.
You and me both, boy.
Chris frowns and turns.
Chris, listen. You be careful.
I will.
He puts the shotgun down and heads off. Chris Sr. frowns at the gun. At the police station...
Please step away from the vehicle.
Now, Mr. Booth, are you still upset over that body cavity search?
I forgot you got no vehicle.
Please disperse. There is nothing to...
Chris glowers at Ray, who's harassing Booth.
Can I talk to you?
Sure.
Over here?
Yeah.
They walk away from the holding cell to some lockers.
I'm gonna stay here with him tonight. I need you to look after my parents' place.
Think they're gonna take it that far?
Chris looks round at Booth in the cell, then holds up a shotgun and a box of shells for Ray, who takes hold of them.
I'm with you, ma'am. I'll check in later.
Okay.
Ray heads off. Chris takes off his jacket and heads into the staff room with a look back at Booth, who smirks, leaning on the bunk in the holding cell. Chris watches baseball on TV and eats noodles at the table in the staff room.
Danny! Where's the house calls?
She acknowledges Booth and heads for the staff room.
Don't shoot.
Hey.
Hi.
Chris turns off the TV.
How's the food around here? Nice. I brought you special treats. Salad. Fried chicken. Potato salad. You have glasses?
Yeah.
He gets up and opens a cupboard. He takes some mugs out.
Did you have to work tonight?
I quit. I figured, you know, you were making some changes around here. I could make a few myself.
She looks into his eyes seductively, then makes to step away.
So never. Yeah.
Chris grabs her by the wrist and pulls her gently back towards him. He leans in and kisses her lips. They kiss passionately by the open blinds in the staff room. Denny breaks away for a moment, then smiles and shuts the blinds. Lying on the top bunk in the holding cell, Booth rolls his eyes. In the staff room, Denny looks up into Chris's eyes and kisses him once again. She tenderly strokes the back of his neck. She lifts off his white t-shirt and runs her hands over his muscular chest, then kisses him again. She takes off her shirt, revealing a red bra. Dawn breaks over the mountainside lake. The prow of a rusty ship protrudes from the surface of the water. Ray wakes up on the couch at the Vaughns. The shotgun rests nearby.
Hi. Who's that?
Pete. Want something
to eat? No, I'm good, man.
Pete goes back into the kitchen. Ray puts his head down on the couch and goes back to sleep. At the station, Chris makes two mugs of coffee.
I gotta get a bigger bed.
Still in her bra, Denny smiles and takes the cup of coffee.
No, you don't.
Chris opens the staff room blinds at the police station and peers across the office at the holding cell. Booth waves at him. He checks his watch and makes a call on his mobile.
Do it.
I'm hungry.
Got leftovers?
I want pancakes. And eggs. And bacon.
Chris's pickup explodes. The wooden bat rockets into the air. Booth slaps his cell window. Chris hunkers by Denny on the floor.
I told you, Vaughn!
Chris grabs his shotgun and leaves the staff room.
Who needs to step away from the vehicle now, Vaughn?
He spots the pickup burning outside.
Truck for truck, baby! That's right! Truck for a truck!
Beyond the pickup, Watkins opens fire. Chris dives for cover. Chris spots Denny amongst the shattering glass in the staff room. Chris tackled Denny to the floor. Ray wakes up on the couch at the Vaughns.
Pete, something's burning.
Pete?
Take this!
That's right.
Get in there!
He gives Denny a handgun. Ray heads into the Vaughns' kitchen.
Pete?
A masked gunman holds onto Pete, who deflects a gunshot meant for Ray's head into his leg. Ray doubles over. Michelle's grabbed upstairs. Ray charges the gunman in the kitchen. Upstairs.
Morning, honey.
Ray clings to the gunman's back. To Pete.
Get out of here!
Outside the police station.
Sheriff, are you home?
I told you someone was gonna get hurt!
Hey!
Booth dives for cover as bullets pepper the holding cell wall. The gunman in the Vaughn's kitchen smashes backwards into the walls, trying to shake Ray off. At the the station, Chris blasts a hole in the prefab floor and kicks it through as Denny hides under a desk. At the Vaughns, Ray grabs a potato peeler and stabs the gunman in the stomach. The gunman pulls the peeler out and raises it. Ray smacks him with a saucepan.
Come here! When I say now, start shooting! Over there! Stay low!
Vaughn! You gotta get me out of here!
At the Vaughns, more gunmen.
Go, move it on, man!
What's the heat?
No! Sit down!
I know who you are.
Are you?
They remove their masks. It's Smitty and another guy, Travis. Travis smacks Chris Sr.
Burke? Son of a bitch. Check it out.
Travis lobs his mask at Chris Sr., then heads downstairs with a gun held in both hands. Smitty covers the family with the shotgun. Travis scans around the kitchen and spots Burke on the floor. Travis looks down and spots a trail of blood on the wooden floorboards. He follows the trail. At the station, Denny kicks the base of the outer wall in the crawl space beneath the prefab. The wall comes loose. Chris heads back into the station where Booth cowers under his bunk.
Come on! Get me out of here, man!
What's it worth to you? Where's the lab?
Through you!
Chris starts to move away from the cell.
Okay! Hamilton's operation is at the mill, okay? It's at the mill, now get me out of here!
At the Vaughns, Travis opens a cupboard. Ray rises from behind an armchair nearby with his shotgun.
Drop him!
Chris opens the cell door at the station.
Stay down!
Travis fires.
Stay down!
Booth is hit by a stray bullet. Travis drops at the Vaughns.
Hey, you okay?
Smitty looks round from upstairs. Michelle kicks out, sending him tumbling down the stairs where he drops his shotgun. Ray spins and fires as he falls behind the sofa. From prone positions, Smitty and Ray trade blasts across the living room. In the crawl space under the police station...
Thought I warned you, Chris. I didn't want this to happen.
One of the bouncers prepares a firebomb. Chris shoots through the wall panel. The bouncer flies backwards.
Whoa!
Chris rolls out of the way as Watkins shoots through the wall panels. Denny hides behind a generator nearby.
I'm going in!
Chris shoots him through the panel.
Right there!
Watkins heads inside and fires into the floor. Denny watches him through a bullet hole.
Denny, now!
She fires into the air outside, distracting Watkins. Chris shoots him through the hole in the floor. Denny fires into the station until her ammo runs out.
Denny! Denny!
He stands up through the hole, then climbs out and takes the gun off Denny, who's still in her red bra. He gives her a big hug. They stand and embrace by the dead body of Watkins amongst the carnage of the police station, which is riddled with bullets and scattered debris. At the Vaughns, Smitty runs out of ammo. Ray leaps out from behind the sofa and limps over to batter Smitty with the butt of his shotgun. Smitty gets up and they wrestle for control of his shotgun. A stray shot blasts plates off the wall. In a headlock, Ray barges Smitty through the banisters. Smitty smashes a lamp over Ray's head, then Ray pushes him over and rains punches down on him from above. Chris arrives and grabs Ray, who throws a hook as he turns, catching Chris in the face. Chris helps Ray sit down.
Where's everybody?
He ran outside.
Burke appears and points a gun at them.
He stabbed me with a potato peeler.
Ray and Chris raise their hands. Chris edges forward, about to fire. Burke is shot. Shocked, Chris pulls his handgun. He looks around. Chris Sr. stands on the stairs with a smoking shotgun in his hand. Connie and Michelle follow Chris Sr. down the stairs into the living room. Denny comes in with Pete. Michelle grabs Pete and hurries outside with Connie. Chris stands before his dad, who wears a grave frown.
You gonna be okay?
Chris Sr. nods. Chris puts a hand on his shoulder and goes. He speeds around the corner in a police car and crashes through the wire gates in the fence around the mill. He drives through the abandoned plant. On foot, he slides open a door and steps into the factory-style interior with his gun raised. He proceeds through the shadows. He raises a torch and shines it into the gloom. He heads up a metal staircase. He scans around with the torch as he heads along a walkway in the darkened mill. He follows the noises past a security office with a flickering monitor. He enters a lab packed with chemicals, jars, and pipes. He coughs. He holds the gun up as he heads through the lab, wincing as he tries to overcome the atmosphere. He pushes his way through plastic strips hung up over a doorway. With his torch held in one hand and the gun in the other, he spots Jay sitting calmly in the shadows.
Hey, Chris.
Get up, Jay.
Just a second. Remember when we used to play hide-and-seek up here?
He taps a saw blade.
That was my favorite sound.
Get up!
Look, Chris, just...
As he stands, Jay stamps on a pedal. Chris drops through a trapdoor. He clings to a hanging saw blade.
Wanna know my new favorite sound's gonna be? The sound of you screaming like a little bitch.
Bet you wish you took that job offer now, huh?
But no, you haven't
missed a hero, boy!
You forgot this. This is my time.
As Jay lashes out with a pipe, Chris grabs it, and they both fall. Smacking into pipes on the way down, they hit the floor. Then Jay shoves Chris through a hatch outside. Chris hits the ground and rolls around in agony, clutching his leg. Jay stares down at him, then goes for the door. As he opens it, he spots Chris limping off beyond the tree line. Jay hurries down the metal steps. Chris falls back against a tree trunk. Jay grabs a fire axe off the mill wall. Chris rips open his jeans. He resets his dislocated leg. Jay swings the axe. Chris evades and bundles into him. They roll down a steep hill in the pine forest, kicking up clouds of brown dust. They land in a darkened clearing beneath the tree canopy. Jay grabs the axe. Either side of a fallen tree trunk, Jay and Chris rise. Chris rips up a tree branch. He blocks a downward swing of the axe, then a sideways blow. Chris evades another swing, then kicks out. Jay catches the leg and drops him. Chris uses the tree branch to block another blow, then takes multiple kicks in the ribs from Jay. Chris jumps up to evade more wild lunges from Jay, who swings the axe again, getting it stuck in a nearby tree. He pulls it loose and lurches forward. He kicks Chris in the face. Chris falls backwards groggily. Jay raises the axe again. Chris leaps up and barrels into Jay, pinning him against a tree, punching him in the face and grabbing his throat. Chris stares at Jay, wide-eyed.
You're nothing.
Jay spits blood into Chris's face. Chris lets go of his throat and batters his legs with the tree branch. Jay falls to the forest floor and lies there twitching limply.
You're right, Jay. This does change our relationship. This is my town. You're under arrest.
Ray chucks a busted roulette wheel into a police car outside the boarded-up casino.
I don't do it.
What are you doing?
Getting some souvenirs. I'm going to miss the place.
That's how it starts. Next, you'll be accepting bribes, setting speed traps all over town, cutting up trucks. You know how you are. Not to mention the cavity searches.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to like that.
Speaking of which, do you think Jay's got a casino in the pen?
Could be.
Running the shower tower with the fellas. He's probably blowing on somebody's dice right now.
The mills reopened.
That's lunch.
Hey, let's go pick up my old man and grab some meat.
I'm with you, buddy.
ITFC audio description.